This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What are the most rewarding acts of worship that one can do in the last 10 nights of Ramadan? And that's important, right? Because it's not about how we began, but it's about how you end. And let's look at this. Acts of worship we're doing all the time, whether it's reading the Quran or helping your neighbor or doing sadaqah in different areas, whether local or abroad, or mentoring children or helping people with their exams or whatever. Everything that has the intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then when it's a specific act of worship, then in then accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that of course is an act of worship. And we increase that and we add the Ramadan flavor to it. So of course we're fasting, so that's another extra act of worship. And we're more careful with our tongue and with our eyes and everything. We're far more in control and we're far more disciplined. And then of course we add the night prayer. So we've been doing all of that. So what changes actually at this time? Well, we have a clue from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aisha radiallahu anha said that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be preparing the dakhal al-ashr, when the last 10 nights would enter, shadda mi'a zara wa ahya layla wa iqadha ahla, he would tighten his belt. Yani that's it now, time for serious, no yani other stuff or anything else. He would stay awake the night and he would waken his family, which indicates that before it wasn't a really intense process. It was, there was definitely time for sleep and rest, but now it's time to cut it out. So in actual fact, what I would say, what this hadith tells us, is that there's no change in the acts of worship, but rather an increase. So we basically take the next level. As I said before, beast mode. Now, whatever we've done before, we do it more better, more purer, more determined, more patient, more sacrifice. Any possible place that we can sacrifice, that's what we do. So whether you can take time off work, organize holiday, whether you can cut down on sleep, whether you cut down your TV, the internet, social media, the phone, you start to isolate yourself. That's why i'tikaf is sanctioned for these last 10 days, because you're isolating yourself. You're doing everything the same. So you're not going to read an extra book or an extra thing or do an extra prayer. Actually, what you're doing more are the same acts of worship, but more of, but better of, but higher quality, higher quantity. Everything is taken to the next level. And that's why you can see that the family is being woken up. So not only they'd be asleep during some of that night, and the whole night is being revived. Ahya layla. So the whole 10 nights are being focused on. And it's interesting that Aisha said that it's the whole 10 nights and not just the Laylatul Qadr. And of course, the correct position about Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, is that it's moving. It's not determined every single year on whether it's the 21st or the 23rd or even the 22nd, 24th, because obviously odd and even is dependent upon when you start, or whether you start from the beginning or whether you start from the end. So all of these last days and nights need to be treated the same. If someone was to say to me, okay, there must be something extra, there must be something new, then I'd say, okay, we do have some weak hadith, but certainly the actions of the Salaf that in the last 10 nights, in between Maghrib and Isha, they would take a ghusl. And that ghusl, before the Isha prayer starts, is an indication of seriousness and focus. And of course, that purity that they are taking, that opportunity to worship Allah and Allah's generosity and extra generosity very seriously. And so that's a nice touch. And the other thing I think is dua. Dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. It's the purest act of ibadah that can be, because when you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, then that's the essence of tawheed, and it's the rejection of shirk and asking other people who can't give it to you. And so when you're asking Allah alone, Allah loves that, Allah loves to give, so you should ask. And because you're asking in the last 10 nights, the greatest time of the year, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responding in a way that He has increased His mercy, has increased His forgiveness and His reception to dua. And any one of these nights could be Laylatul Qadr, and that's going to absolutely take it to the next level. So you increase in your dua. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course, told us that beautiful dua, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are the pardon and you love to forgive and pardon, so forgive me. And it's a shame that we translate it so poorly in English, because the actual meaning of this hadith is huge. We don't have time to talk about that now. Pardoning is so much greater than just forgiveness, and it's something that subhanAllah all of us are looking forward to try and achieve in these last 10 nights. So in summary, it's not that the acts of worship change, but the intensity changes, our focus, that wanting to grab that opportunity, and we should all do that, of course, every night of these last 10 nights.